The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, the government has been warned that minimum unit pricing on alcohol could ultimately lead to reduced tax takes. A paper by the Department of Finance Tax Strategy Group has said that people crossing the Northern Ireland border for cheaper alcohol would undermine the government's collection of excise duty. But this comes as the Drinks Industry Group Ireland and the National Off-Licence Association have both asked for a 7.5 cent reduction in excise duty in their pre-budget submissions, followed by a further 7.5 decrease in 2024. Now, for more on all of this, we're joined by Eunan McKinney, Head of Communications and Advocacy at Alcohol Action Ireland, and by Vincent Jennings, CEO of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association. Good morning and welcome to you both. Now, Vincent, we'll start with you. What exactly are you discerning is the problem? Are people flooding north to get cheap booze?
Good morning, Pat. Well, I wouldn't use the word flooding, but certainly there is a discernible marked increase in the number of people travelling north to make purchases of alcohol since the introduction of minimum unit pricing. There is a dearth of official statistics relating to tax take and the like, so we have to look at industry and the like. But where previously, I mean, there has always been a disparity between the North and the South for varying reasons. You know, there's a different VAT rate,
yeah,
different exchange rates and different excise rates, and the cost of doing business. But that was normally pegged at around 23-25%. The price differential now on average for alcohol of the popular brands has now risen to 48%. And that's something that obviously is of great interest
okay.
to people, particularly if they're buying in bulk.
Can you give us like a classic thing, a slab of beer? You've got 24 cans of a popular brand. What might you pay here?
Yeah, you find it very difficult now to find any market in the South for slabs of beer because that has changed completely with minimum unit pricing. There really is no market for slabs of beer where previously there was. People are now buying six packs and eight packs and
okay,
clothes.
Well, give me again the comparison.
I'll be honest with you, Pat. I mean, I'm not. I can't give specific figures as in the price per euro, but I can most certainly say, and I've no doubt whatsoever that your guest will also concur, that there is a substantial variation between the North and the South.
Now, it's your belief, and maybe it's anecdotal, that people, when they've got a big do, where they're buying slabs of beer, for example, for I don't know, it doesn't sound very religious, but for communions and confirmations, that's when they go north.
Yeah, well, the person who's going and they're buying just a couple of bottles of beer for an evening out, they're not going to travel north. But when it is made worth their while, of course people are value conscious and they're cost conscious. And in these times, no more than any other, they are going to shop around. And it's something that is perfectly legitimate and they can travel north and they can make substantial savings. And why wouldn't they? Nobody can say that they can't. But they were, I mean, the state was warned that this was the most likely thing if they deviated from the stated policy. The stated policy, when the bill became an act, they very clearly said to everybody, all and sundry, that this would happen subject to a similar provision being introduced simultaneously in Northern Ireland. That was the absolute promise given to everybody at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and that it would happen simultaneously north and south of the border. The authorities there would agree with the authorities here, and on a certain date, the minimum
Correct.
Unit pricing would come in. That didn't happen.
Which our association never opposed. We would not be opposed to a public health measure such as minimum unit pricing. Didn't have a difficulty with it, but what we do have a difficulty is being promised one thing and being another thing being delivered.
Mm. Do we know why it didn't happen in the north? Is it to do with the Assembly not sitting? Is it to do with political parties
it's
up there?
It's politics with a small and capital P.
I'm just wondering, is it populism that, parties up there?
Well, it will be now. Any attempt to move it over will now take on board a number of retailers who are, and the Exchequer, who are benefiting very substantially, very, very substantially from this change.
Okay, so it would be a foolish party up there, although some of them are very kind of teetotally, some of the more traditional Protestant faiths do not like alcohol at all, and maybe they would approve of it. But most of the other parties, I suspect, would run very shy of increasing the price of alcohol. But we shall see. What you guys want, though, is a 7.5% reduction in excise duty in the coming budget, and then a further 7.5% reduction in 2024.
No, you're mistaking us for somebody else. We made a number of representations on various matters, but none of them related to excise of alcohol. CSNA does not see the excise of alcohol or the reduction of excise of alcohol.
Okay, but some of your members would be members of the National Off-Licence Association,
no,
I presume. No, not at all.
No, they're independent off-licences.
So no crossover between the convenience store that has alcohol nothing, locked in a corner versus the off-license, which is only dealing in alcohol and mixers and things like that. So it's Drinks Industry Group Ireland and National Off-License Association have called for these reductions. And then the Exchequer or the Department of Finance goes on to point out that a small change in excise, for example, cutting the excise duty on a pint of beer by 1 cent, tiny amount, would cost the Exchequer 6.2 million. A cut of 5 cent on a bottle of wine would cost the Exchequer 3.2 million, and a cut of 5 cent on a pint of cider would cost the Exchequer 4.2. So you can imagine if you go for, you know, say a 10 cent reduction in the price of anything, the Exchequer is going to be screaming, we're losing money, we're losing money. But then maybe they are to cross-border traffic. All right. So that's the case anyway, laid out there, that it should have been done simultaneously and you've no objection to it. But the government reneged on its commitment.
Correct.
Okay, Vincent. Now we go to Una McKinney, Head of Communications and Advocacy at Alcohol Action Ireland. Does Vincent not make a compelling case that the government broke its word?
Well, if I can, Pat, good morning, thanks for having me on. If I can, just to point out, I mean, I'm concerned about the veracity of the argument in the first instance in relation to the Department of Finance and in relation to highlighting what is their potential, as they outline, there is a possible reduction in the tax take. I mean, is there any concern in the Department of Finance that would be equally echoed in the Department of Public Expenditure about the 1.9 billion that the state is spending on managing the health costs in relation to our excessive and our harmful use of alcohol in this country? I mean, it seems quite extraordinary that the Department of Finance would lead on this particular issue, and yet we're spending almost 2 billion in relation to the managing the health costs. And indeed, DEEPER itself have pointed out in a report that they produced last year that this is costing them 3.6 billion. And so we're now having a discussion about a reduction, potential reduction on excise duties of 56 million versus a cost to the state, which DEEPER will be completely aware of 3.6 billion. I just can't quite understand where this argument is now actually arising from. But to go back to the point in relation to MUP and Northern Ireland, yes, it was in when the policy was determined in 2012 or 2013. There was a cabinet decision that said that MUP would proceed simultaneously with Northern Ireland. And at that time, there was a simultaneous action taking place, policy driven, in both departments. But obviously, 10 years later, that still hadn't made any progress. And in that time, we were still losing 4 people every day in relation to alcohol-related harm. So I would argue that it was incumbent on the state, after 10 years of waiting, that we would do something about the price of alcohol, which we know is a significant factor in the demand for alcohol. And so it proceeded, and it also did so on the basis that Northern Ireland is in the process now of commencing MUP itself, because it has gone through a consultation. They're going to produce that report, that final report, which they had done previously. And there is unanimity amongst all the political parties in Northern Ireland for introducing MUP. And remember, in the context of the United Kingdom, their near neighbours Wales and their near neighbour Scotland also have minimum unit pricing. So I think it is quite likely that as soon as the executive is established in Northern Ireland, we will see minimum unit pricing implemented in Northern Ireland. And again, why is that the case? It is because the alcohol-related deaths in Northern Ireland are amongst the highest in the United Kingdom. They're like a very, very close second
now,
to Scotland.
The question as to whether it works or not. Now, obviously, not all alcohol-related health problems are to do with really, really heavy drinkers. I mean, consistent drinkers can have health problems. But what the texters are saying, it's slowly being predicted in Scotland that minimum unit pricing does not work, as either people are brewing illegal spirits at home or going without food to be able to afford alcohol. Now, these were people who are known as problem drinkers. Another one, minimum unit pricing was never going to work to reduce harmful drinking, as people who choose to drink in that way will find the money. But it does punish people who just fancy a few drinks at the weekend and who are having a big celebration. Why not go to the north? And a listener points out a slab of beer in the south is €48. The same slab costs £24 in Uri. You can do the exchange rate yourself because that changes from time to time. The cost of living means people are looking to save a few quid, whether it's on drinks or groceries and all else. But the cost of petrol has covered lots of travel, whether it be for holidays or travelling on a drinks run. I'd imagine people literally can't afford to drive to save the money on alcohol as much as they would like to do. As someone who lost a close family member to alcohol addiction and subsequent death, the conversation around pricing is just the tip of the iceberg. We have a far bigger problem on our hands. Haven't seen it firsthand when the minimum price was set. Anyone who wants to drink will drink. Let everyone else fall by the wayside, especially their children. The money is used for alcohol and they will spend it no matter what it costs. The price of Guinness has gone up and the can has shrunk. Can that be so? Don't know. But anyway, we'll park that one for the moment. They've done it in chocolates. We've heard that again and again. So the question of the minimum pricing, there's a kind of an anomaly here that it's not a tax because the shopkeeper gets to keep it, Vincent. So the question of what you lose on the swings, you gain on the roundabouts because you get to keep the higher price of the alcohol, the margin, even though you may lose something in the numbers of people using your services.
Correct. Correct. I mean, if the state wished to increase excises, that was their choice. They chose to go with the University of Sheffield study on minimum unit pricing. It said it was more directed and that it would have a better likelihood of reducing harmful consumption. That was their choice. We didn't advocate one way or the other. It is an anomaly that the producers, the manufacturers, the distributors and the retailers benefit the consumer and the state does not.
Yeah.
We didn't write the rules.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
That's
what they did instead of going for an increase in excise. If price is a deterrent, and that's what's fundamentally behind this, that they would have imposed something that might have benefited the state and paid for some of the health problems caused by alcohol, but they didn't. They decided to give a little present to the retailers, the wholesalers, and the manufacturers. What do you say to that, Eunan?
Well, what I say to it is, in the context of what some of the texters had said earlier in relation to the changes that have taken place in the marketplace, and I think to Vincent's point that there is very little market now for a slab of beer, and that's largely because the price has indicated that there's no longer an approachability around the price. And so what we've seen is some significant changes, and indeed, as one of your texters says, cans of beer are now been measured in 440 milliliter cans as opposed to 500 milliliter cans. And so these types of behavior, these sort of market responses to the issue is undoubtedly helping the situation whereby we're trying to reduce overall alcohol use.
Okay, but if they're doing this, if they're reducing the size, in order to reduce the price to the consumer, because it's the unit that is affected by this pricing system. Then if you have half a dozen cans, well, you're drinking less alcohol. You're 6 by 50. So that's harm reduction in theory.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the point. And remember, the whole context in relation to minimum unit pricing, and again, to go back to your listeners' comments, minimum unit pricing is not the silver bullet to resolve all our difficulties around alcohol. It is just but one measure that is contained in the Public Health Alcohol Act, of which there are about a dozen or so, of which we've now implemented about 9, but there are still significant measures yet to be implemented. And so what we're endeavouring to try, and what the state is endeavouring to try and do, is through a coherent public health policy, is to try and reduce alcohol use across the whole of population by 20%, and to obviously benefit from that. So again, the public policy coherence that the Department of Finance would be somehow entertaining a reduction in excise duties now seems to be completely at odds with what is the Department of Health policy.
One final comment from Cormac Murphy in Soars. He says, alcohol-related deaths in Scotland have soared to the highest level in 13 years. Imagine reading that and thinking that minimum unit pricing, which Scotland implemented over 4 years ago, actually works. That is a paradox, Eunan, that people might find hard to grapple with, but I suppose death and disease by alcohol takes time.
It does, and there's a whole variety of factors in relation to, as we outlined in relation to similarly in Northern Ireland, that there's a historical, really big problem with alcohol in Scottish society. And over the last 2 years, in the context of COVID, their treatment services have been, you know, fallen off the cliff because of interventions that are not there. So, as you say, there's a lot of people who would have had chronic illnesses in relation to alcohol, unfortunately, have now gotten to a point where mortality has really taken place. And so there has been an increase in alcohol-related deaths, but it's not because of MUB. Mm. It's not because of that. It's because of a whole variety of complex issues around alcohol dependency.
Would you favour abandoning minimum unit pricing and using excise instead? Because then the state benefits and it does help pay the health bills?
Well, I think the combination, I mean, the WHO would argue this, and indeed the OECD argued this last year in their policy document to member states, that the combination of excise duties, of high excise duties,
we have those,
and minimum unit pricing is what is required in relation to helping reduce alcohol, harmful alcohol use.
All right.
And well, so it's a combination of both.
We will leave it there. Thank you both very much for joining us. That voice there of Eunan McKinney, Head of Communications and Advocacy at Alcohol Action Ireland, and before that, Vincent Jennings, CEO of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.